1010 WOLB Baltimore and WERQ FM HD3 Baltimore.
The views and opinions of the guest and host you hear on 1010 WOLB
are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Radio 1, its sponsors, or advertisers.
Hey, this show is brought to you by 1GPL Enterprise.
Putting that work heavy in the streets. DJ Duke.
I was in my feelings, that was last year.
Check one.
You cross that line, don't come back here. Yeah, I done put my city on the map.
Welcome to the weekend.
Never give a hater a reaction.
CIAA24.
Smoke, we can match it. I just put five. $1 million in a mattress. Yeah, this lifestyle more than just fashion. Ain't nobody gonna believe you till it happen. Heart cold, so I bust down the padding. That's my brother, if I got it, he could have it. Cut from a different fabric. I should do a graduation while that happen. Oh, I've been going through some, you can imagine. I done see some of the realest vanish. Only 25, it's getting hard to manage. How the hell I get so good at being damaged? Yeah, pour another cup. Yeah, I need it.
I'ma let this rock out. That's on DJ Duke Live.
Dreaming. Pour another cup. I need it. I stay down and consistent, that's what made me rich. Niggas acting like I own, but ain't gave me. I told them, what you eat, don't make me need.
It's a new Wiz Khalifa.
I'm still Wiz. Got me in that mood.
Hold up, we can't play with this record. That new Wiz Khalifa. Still Wiz. That's how DJ do loud talk heavy. Coalition DJ.
Still Wiz. Got me in that mood. Hating when they know that I'm that dude. I hear they hating cause they know I got the juice. They like, ooh, they watching how I move. Motherfuckers, they be acting like we cool. You thought this was right, no fool. Gas in my joint, what you smoking, don't flatter me. My noobs got my back, ain't no need for a battery. Blowing all these ones, look like we hit the lottery. My OG just hit me up, he told me that he proud of me. Always going hard, a lot of people that count on me. Always in the studio and that's increasing my salary. I remember I was young when they hated and doubted me. Now I need bossed up, put my name on the property. And now he don't care what it costs, I started you hear the exhaust. Smoking cushy with my dogs, the way she made it cut. She got it looking like applause. I'm getting all these packs and got enough space on my ball. Diamonds dripping like a faucet. Big bag, I want a big bag. If it ain't getting money, you can skip that. Big bag, I want a big bag. Put you in a two-seater later.
Put network heavy in the streets. DJ Duke.
What's up, it's your boy DJ Duke.
I'm taking the Baltimore City one more time.
Hey, party was good.
If you know the dance, check in. Pumpy Junior Sack, what up? Boss man, I see you.
Got him more. Got him.
Two step.
Recognize a go getter when he see him. I run that money up from the AM to the PM. Tell them broke boys I'm at the bank, I don't see him. And if you looking for me, you can check your girl DM. Tell them broke boys I'm at the bank, I don't see them. And if you looking for me, you can check your girl DM. I remember when they used to say I do the most. Now every picture that I post, I make a toast. Started with a slice of bread, now I got a loaf. Started with a little butter, now I got toast. I remember when they used to hit the club without me. Go to the bar, used to grab a drink without me. I used to get mad cause they ain't think about me. Now I'm bossed up, I don't even think about it. All my old friends, I don't even hear about them. Everybody say they real, I don't wanna hear about it. The ones in the grave, I done shed tears about them. The ones still here, I go to war about them.
Down the little name.
Got him.
I told y'all, CIAA weekend, we gonna have some good times, some good fun. Two step the weekend life. Good vibes.
State's attorney Marilyn Mosby, and I'm here to
beat the up.
Bobby.
Make a shake like a vibrator. Laugh now, I'ma make you cry later. Your boyfriend was a by a hater. I'ma get deep in it. Tomb Raiders all in the crib. Room Raiders, yeah, I'm a dog. I be howling at the moon, baby. Heartbreak kids, but I'm a grown man. I wish me from the back, play with that with my hands. We can do it on the floor or the chair, man. Matter of fact, we could do it anywhere, huh? Call me, I can get it juicy for you. Set the camera up, I can make a movie for you. I'm a nasty man, I ain't never lied. Hit and make you wanna keep the baby Kevin Federline. Young Sue, no, I don't f around. Your girl calling me, begging me to f a new suit.
Your girl, your state's attorney, Madeline Mosby, and I'm here representing for DJ Duke Live.
Be more with a dope man, your name is a cheat show. Check this out. Wanna give a shout out to my man, DJ Duke.
I'm different.
What's up, yo? It's T Savage, and I'm rocking out with DJ
yeah,
Duke.
I'm different. Yeah, I'm different.
It's the weekend.
Same with my ceiling. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Middle finger up to my competition. I'm different. Yeah, I'm different. I'm different. Yeah, I'm different. I'm different. Yeah, I'm different. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene, but my roof gone. When I leave the scene, bet your boot gone. And I beat it like a new song. Two chain, but I got me a few on. Everything skip Luke Wong. Tell a shot to bust it open, Uncle Luke gone. Got a present for the present and a gift wrapping. I don't feel good, but my nigga happy. But the stripper happy, but they wish it had me. And I wish I wore like a kitchen candy. And me and you are cut from a different fabric. I feel so good, it's a bad habit. Sit down, you got a bad addict. Gave her the wrong number and a bad addict. Bro. You ain't going nowhere like a bad navvy. So big, I told her, look back at it. Whoa. Look back at it. Whoa. Look back at it. Whoa. Then I put a rabbit on the crap medic. I am so addict. I am so high like a addict. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing.
Yo, you already know it's your boy Dave East, and I'm out here cooling with the DJ Booth Radio Show.
Shawty made that clap, she don't need no applause.
Great show lined up as usual.
Like go, y'all.
Great guest.
Or the Rover.
Big showcase tonight.
Because you got a call.
Fan Fest tomorrow.
I gotta keep my shawty on go.
Championship Saturday.
Drop that to the floor.
Super Saturday. We just talking heavy. Two step into the weekend. See how double A. Come on.
We hopping the Benz, is that okay? Is it
stick
okay?
Around once again. One of the best shows in America.
Just got a lot of
talk heavy radio is on.
I tell you I like you a lot, baby.
I'm at time DJ Duke Live. We talking heavy.
Now you want to shoot with the red at the
see you in a couple seconds.
You
peace.
Know I like when you right at the top, babe. She wants your name and D-O-Yo. I'm only doing cash, I don't need promo. I pull up to the high rise, I'm in the 4-4. Inside Coco. If I got a
coalition, got the city on lock.
Hey, dude, talk to him. Let him know you're not playing with him. Hey, dude, make it work. Putting that work heavy in the streets. DJ Duke.
Check, check, check. Check, check, the weekend is here, the weekend is here. Happy Friday, happy Friday. What up, everybody good? Hey, listen, we got Crow on his way. Hey, it's officially CIAA takeover.
Yeah.
I was just down there, coming from doing STEM, went straight down there to Fan Fest at the Convention Center. It's already off the chains. You know, people getting out of work a little later, the kids are getting out of school.
Right.
So tonight's going to be crazy. Step show tonight. Tomorrow is going to be Super Saturday, so it speaks for itself.
Right.
All
right,
so you know what I mean? So, you know, we just talking heavy. Shout out to all my HBCUs out there. I'm rocking at Bowie State today. No, I didn't go to Bowie, yo. I didn't. Anybody with the boy? I didn't go to Bowie. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to Bowie State University. All that good stuff. So I got some guests in the building, some day ones in the building. Before we do this, jump on the phone lines real quick. What up, what up? Talk heavy.
Hello.
What up, what up? Who's this?
Hey, this is Miss Critique.
Hey, what up, Critique? How you feeling?
Hey, I just calling to say how y'all doing, and y'all doing a great job.
Appreciate that. Appreciate that. We just started, but anyway, I'm just messing with you. So real quick, you have a fashion show this Sunday for CIWA. Yes. Tell us about that real quick while we got you on the line.
Yes, well, that's for the big tournament. That's the hair care, beauty, and fashion expo with D. Chase Malika from Dreads and Head is sponsoring it, and I'm, you know, House of Critique Designs and the Critique Empire team, and a whole bunch of other designers and models is coming through. So make sure y'all get them tickets. It's only $10.
Okay.
$10. Go to Center Court, Baltimore. .com, and you can get your tickets. And it's this Sunday from 11 to 5.
And what's the location again?
It's at the Atrium 35 Marketplace.
Okay.
Baltimore. Yep. Make sure y'all come through. I'm going to stop past your event. You know.
Oh yeah, we brunching. Actually, you're getting honored. It's crazy. I got you on the phone. I got another honor in the building as well.
Yeah.
I forgot all about it. I ain't put that together.
What's up? What's going on?
The brunch is going to be crazy this Sunday. So we'll talk more about that later on. Shout out to Instagram out, real quick, Critique, and all that good stuff.
Yeah, so y'all can follow me at Critique CEO. And of course, we just opened up the store. We're back in Security Square Mall. Mm-hmm. Go to House of, and that's HAUS, Critique Designs and More.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
What she said.
I appreciate that.
All right,
be careful out there. All right, so real quick, introduce our guest we got in the building. Let's start here. Who we got in the building?
Yeah, y'all already know that. It's your boy AC Green, the founder and owner of Cool Green Clothing. Check me out. Everything Cool Green, Cool Green Clothing, Instagram, IG. Go on the website, support right now. We got some new drop that we just dropped. Go over there, check it out.
Yeah, AC Green, the bat. I was like, this is a basketball player? I'm like, okay, very unique name.
I need some of that.
All right, what up, Chad? Who we got in the building?
Man, it's Mr. Will I Write, man. Street Soprano, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm a Black Soprano Family Records, you know, frontliner. Okay. You know, Trust Nobody Music Group. That's what we stand for, man. Straight from Buffalo, New York, man. We out here to rock with B-More, man. You know what I mean?
Buffalo, what up?
Yeah.
What up, it's your boy, man. West OG, man, for Trust Nobody Music Group.
Yeah.
From Buffalo, New York, West Side.
Let's get it.
We talk heavy. Let's jump on the phone lines real quick. Hold on. What up? Talk heavy. What up? Talk heavy. Who's this?
What up? It's your boy, Young Breeze.
Breeze.
What
up, champ? How you feeling?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. Excited for the CIAA in this weekend. You already know these men. Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Yeah, CIAA is definitely crazy. Tonight, you're performing live tonight. It's going to be crazy. You got Streets in the building tonight. So, what can people, for the event tonight you're performing, what can people expect to hear from you tonight?
Man, you already know they can expect to hear the city of Baltimore, the sound.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The city with me.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what's real important, Bree. Because a lot of times, like when CIAA come in, I'm going to say this too while you're on the phone, Bree. The parties is good. Don't get me wrong. The parties, the fashion, all that good stuff. But it's really about the game.
Right.
It's about coming together. Yeah. It's about trying to get students to go to HBCUs. Mm-hmm. It's not always a black and white thing.
Right.
It's literally about just putting people in the right position.
Yeah.
Right. So that's why I'm excited that I can bring all these artists together. I got Buffalo in the building tonight.
Yeah.
I got Jersey. People from Ohio is already here.
People
from all over the country.
Let's get it.
Here for CIAA for this event that I have it tonight. So, hey, Breeze, man, shout out Instagram out real quick before you go.
You already know, man. Young Breeze 21 on everything.
Yeah. All right, G, appreciate you.
Appreciate that. Y'all do your thing.
All righty. All right, so real quick, let's jump right street. So what can people expect? Because, you know, this is a new market for you.
Right.
What can people expect to hear from
you? You know, man, what people can expect to hear from me tonight, man, is somebody who care about their craft. You can hear it in the music. It's self-explanatory, just knowing that it's my own sound. You know what I mean? It's something unique. So it'd be hard for me to describe it to somebody in words, because they probably wouldn't understand
this. You let them listen.
Yeah, you got to hear this.
Yeah, I kind of cheat that listen a little bit. I usually don't do that. I usually don't listen until I actually meet them, so I can have a real reaction. But I kind of heard a snippet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we're going to get into that a little bit later. What got you into the music business?
You know, I actually been in music since I was 6.
Okay.
You know, I've been doing music, and then as I got older, understanding it was real, you know what I'm saying? My guy, Benny the Butcher, shout out to Big
Bro.
I mean, Black Soprano Family. It just let me know it was real, man. You know, and I couldn't ask another man to do anything for me if I didn't take it serious. So that's why we are in Baltimore, man.
That's what I'm talking about.
Let's
get it. So, let's stick to the music again. Of course, y'all on the same team.
Yeah.
So tell me how y'all met and all that good stuff.
Well, you know, being with Street Soprano in Buffalo, the music is so small and everybody, you know, trying to make it.
Yeah.
So
the hip hop scene is kind of.
Yeah. So
yeah, it's small. You know, it's small.
It was like God's plan. End up being with bro anyways. I mean, yeah. It just was meant to be.
It's how long you been in the game?
I've been in the game strong 2, 3, 4 years.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
How about you, Chad?
Me, man, I've been strong. I want to say 20. I want to say my whole life. You know what I'm saying?
You did say 6. Yes,
yeah, you know what I mean? But realistically, you know, pushing this envelope and going hard, man, since I came out of prison in 2020.
Yeah.
You know, and going full throttle, you know, but I've been doing this all my life.
So the prison gave you time to think? A lot of people say they come home and stuff like that. Were you over to jail rapping and stuff like that?
No, yo, it's crazy because I didn't rap one time upstate. I wrote like 3 raps. But when I came home, it's like something that you don't lose. You know what I'm saying? It's like riding a bike. You always got it. You know what I mean?
It's that man on the phone lines. What up? Talk heavy.
Hello. Yes. Hi.
Hey.
This is Marcia. How you doing? From Baltimore, Maryland.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Just want to shout out my God Sisters business. It's changing all directions. Incorporated.
Okay. Incorporated.
A residential recovery house.
Okay.
Come pass, give us a call, and the address is 1122 North Fulton Street.
Okay.
Fulton Avenue.
That's around the way.
Baltimore, Maryland.
It's needed.
Hold on. Yeah. So I don't mean to cut you off. What y'all know about the hood? Y'all talking about the hood. This is Baltimore, Buffalo.
Man, listen, man.
Y'all right, though.
I'm trying to come out here for the, we out here for the weekend, man. We out here with DJ Duke. You know what I'm saying? We touching the people, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm not out here to be Hollywood, and I'm going to touch the people. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate you calling in. All right, you be safe, baby.
Yes, hello?
Yeah, thanks for calling in, okay?
Yes, can you shout me out?
You shout yourself out.
Come look us up. Presidential, changing all directions.
I hit me up. All right, you be safe. Appreciate you. All right. What up? Talk heavy.
Hi, I'm trying to shout my business out.
Absolutely. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. So what kind of business you got?
I have a beauty bar. I'm an esthetician, lash artist, nail tech, piercer, tattoo artist, waxer.
I got to write this down.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah.
Where you from?
One business, though.
Yeah.
I'm from Baltimore.
I hear that. All right, shout out to Instagram. I have people can meet, you know, holler at you to sign up or whatever, book
Instagram,
you.
Instagram, and my business name is Sugar and Minx by Lynn. I'm also known as Married to the Bag Lynn on Instagram. You will be seeing me on TV soon on Little Baddies of Baltimore and for the
month
of Dewey.
P-More Rap, hustling. What up?
Apparently in for Randallstown. So you'll be seeing me a lot.
Okay. Definitely DM the page. Talk on radio. We'll get you up here to do a whole interview so people can really, you know what's really going on. Appreciate you, all right?
Thank you.
All righty. All right, so Cool Brain. So tell us how it started. Where did the vision come from?
Well, the vision, it just came to me, you know what I mean? It definitely was by accident. It wasn't on purpose. I never consider myself a fashionable type guy.
Yeah.
And basically, like, the reason behind it, you know what I mean? So it wasn't, like, something that I was always into, you know what I mean?
Right,
it wasn't something that I always into. So it happened, like I said, it happened by accident. I come from the era, you know what I mean? I saw you needed was a white tee and Gap jeans.
Yeah.
He was good.
This is actually a great fit interview.
Yeah.
That's right. Keep them shots coming.
Yeah.
I like them sound effects.
Yeah.
I come from that era. Yeah. You know what I mean? You ain't really need much. You know what I mean? But what we got going on right now is, I guess, the designer era, you would call it. You know what I mean? I wasn't into it. You know what I mean? So me being on my rebellious tip, I wanted to do something of my own. You know what I mean? So I started a brand. I knew I had to come up with a name first.
Yeah.
And the first name I came up with was basically my government name, and I wasn't really feeling it.
People gonna wear your name?
They wearing a name. Oh, this is my name. I'm gonna get to that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I got two names. You know what I mean? You know, I got the name my mother gave me, and I got the name the streets gave me.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So I went with, when it came to the clothing brand, went with the street name, AC Green. So what I did, I turned AC to Cool. Now you got Cool Green.
Yeah.
And if you ain't cool and getting the green, you in the way, man. Yes.
Okay, you rapping too?
No, I ain't rapping.
It sounded like it.
I want something.
You got it.
I know. That's right. Hey, listen, from my, tell it to the segment, talk with Envy. Envy, what's good?
Hey, what's good?
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. How about y'all?
Man, we cool, man. Up, Buffalo baby. In the building. It's cold up there.
Yeah, Buffalo is real cold right now.
Do
we
ever get warm in Buffalo?
Yeah, it get warm. It definitely. I'm a summer's baby, so it's like, man. I'm from Buffalo and I don't like the cold.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So
yeah,
it's
we drove, going to Canada, we had to go to Buffalo. It was, it was crazy.
Buffalo is like bipolar. You got to get all four seasons and whatnot.
Right. I'm sorry, Amy. I'm sorry. I just heard Buffalo and cold and just went together. All right, so what you got going on today? What we talking about?
Okay, y'all, so today's segment, I don't know if y'all heard what Party said, Partisan Fontaine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he said that the only way that he will pay his girl's bills is if they live together. If she has her own spot, then he don't feel like he's responsible for paying her bills.
Hmm.
Okay, I don't think nobody's responsible for paying nobody's bill.
I agree with that.
On any level, you know what I'm saying? You have to have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Because now, so this is mine, and I'll let y'all go around. I grew up in the era, you know, in the house with two parents that taught me principles and morals.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? So, back in the day, of course, the man took care of Bill, da, da, and the woman was more submissive. But now, if you're going to tell me you can do anything I can do,
yeah.
Right. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you put that bread up. So, it's like, I think it's all about who you married to or dating and stuff like that.
Understanding. So,
yeah.
I think it, for me, it boils down to an understanding.
Yeah.
And just who you vibing with. You know, for me, you know, long as there's no, you don't got to feel no obligation. You know what I mean? It's out of the heart. So, it's like you ain't want nothing back. I can agree with that. You know, I can agree with that. You know, other than that, I wouldn't know how to. I wouldn't know how to owe.
I got Grant. What would you?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely no one way of doing things no more. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Because
everybody do things different, but the two parties they got to be in agreement.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, understanding.
But
communication,
but
everything. Yeah,
key. It's key.
Key. How about you, Chad?
Yeah. It ain't tricked me. You ain't got it. You know what I'm playing?
Remember, like, yeah, funny language.
Yeah, but for real, no, like, it should be an understanding from the jump, what's going on, you know, responsibilities, too, you know what I mean? We both got to take actions for our, you know, responsible for our actions.
Yeah.
We are responsible for
our actions. We all grown.
That makes sense. It's coming from somebody that can afford it, too. That's the other thing. Like, certain people don't even, like, why are you talking about this?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
what's understood don't need to be explained.
Right. But the last thing I will say before I ask your opinion, Envy, I would say if you're at the point where you're paying somebody bills, and so you should be going in a relationship where you might want to live together anyway.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because this is my personal space.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or allow me to want to pay your bills. Allow me to want to give you some extra money.
Or that's my second crib.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
It's Mr.
Right.
Will I write.
Yeah. Right. So,
you know what I mean?
So, yeah, Evie, so did he say he had the key to the house and stuff, or?
No, he didn't say that. He just said that he's not paying. If she's not living with him, then he's not responsible.
I think he want her to move in with her. That's probably what it is.
Yeah,
I mean, like, he want
And bro, if she don't
want
to move in, let it go, bro.
Yeah.
It ain't worth it. I said on Instagram the other day. But what you say, Amy? What's your opinion?
I agree with y'all. I just feel like it definitely shouldn't be, like, expected. Like, you shouldn't be with somebody that expects them to pay your bills.
Right.
Just come. If they want to do it, they want to do it. But it definitely shouldn't be expected.
No, I definitely see that, man. The phone lines are jumping today. Amy, shout out to Instagram. What you pushing? You performing tonight, right?
Yeah, I'm performing tonight. Make sure y'all come out, show love. But it's India for India on all major platforms, pushing my single Cocky. And we have the official anthem for the Shaking Baby.
We will be in the building.
Already. I appreciate you, Envy.
All right.
I jump back on the line. What up, Talk Heavy?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Who's this?
Hi, this is Lacey, just calling in to tell my husband I love him, AC Green, and to shout out my business.
Okay.
Well,
you better say it, man. I'm sorry, Lacey. We all got quiet. He ain't saying that back.
shout out to marketable businesses out. Don't leave none out.
Okay. Just I'm calling a shout out my cleaning business. Z Square Cleaning. You can follow us on Instagram as Z Square Cleaning. Instagram, Facebook. We also have a website, zsquarecleaningco.com. As my husband said, I'm an entrepreneur, guru, so I have multiple businesses. I also cook and cater.
Do.
Can be reached at Laced in Love for catering needs, LACEDNLOVE L-O-V-E.
Let me be the one to say that congratulations, man.
I'm about to say anymore.
Yeah, like, you know, congratulations.
Yeah.
Shout out to Love.
So real quick, ladies, we don't want to put nobody in the hot seat, but since she called in, I never do that, but since she called in, I get, like, what's the home life like? Like, is the business 24/7? Like, you know, how's your husband at home, like mentally, with the kind of business?
He's able to kind of mix in between us too. Because we're both full-time entrepreneurs, it does get hectic. You know, we have children. I'm also in school. I'll be graduating in May. Yay.
Morgan in the house.
Congrats.
So it's pretty hectic, but we both do very well managing.
Okay. All right, that's me. Well, appreciate you taking the time and calling in. Yeah?
No problem. Thank you.
I appreciate that. All right, so it's like, you know, I think business 24/7.
Right.
I don't care where I'm at. I'm out of town. Wherever I'm at, it's 24/7.
24.
Something has to do with DJing, marketing, promotion, exactly. Or one of my entertainment companies, things like that. So it's like, mentally, let's go around the room. Mentally, do you have a cutoff time, or you just?
I mean, me honestly, it'd be hard for me to find a cutoff time to find that break, because it's like, I got work outside the home, and when I get in, I got, business work inside the home, too, so it'd be hard.
Facts.
Yeah, how about you, Streets?
Me, man, I'm kind of the same. I kind of find it hard for me because it's always business, so it's like, I need minds to relate to it, because this is my day-to-day life.
Yeah.
I find it hard. I don't know how to cut it off. I talk business 24, I think it 24.
Yes, I am, too. How about you, Sean?
Yeah, I guess...
Real shit.
You know, business, it's hard.
Yeah, language. Okay. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, my fault. And, I would be more on business. Like, it's hard to get, when you into it every day and it's your life, it's hard to really take a break from that.
Bro.
But I definitely take time, like, throughout the day, take a break, might roll up, might, do music.
Just give it a break.
Appreciate,
I got Crow. We got Crow on line. What up, Crow?
Whoa, what's up, man? What's going on, y'all?
How you feeling, Tess? So we asked a question. Do you have a cutoff from the business side of Crow? We know you got a cutoff on the hooping side, obviously. But as far as the business side goes, anybody catch that joke?
Yeah, I caught it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I got it.
Pause.
I caught it.
Hey, pause. Pause.
I'm warning y'all. Man. He's not funny.
Hey. It's okay, Tyrell. So do you have a cutoff? Or I know the answer to this personally. I think I do, but.
No, it's never a cutoff, man. I'm working right now, which is why I couldn't make it in. So, it's just like, if, the saying, like they always say, man, it's no sleep when it comes to work, man. You sleep when when God come call you home. So if you really have a vision and a dream that you're trying to execute, man, I don't think it's really no rest.
Yeah. I ain't know what about that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Bob was a little different. Yeah. We don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
With that.
I'm not honest. That's the success, man. That's
okay.
I'm with you. You know what I mean? That's shooting. We, we celebrating, man. That's that, man.
He's Bob. Yeah. I'm blessed. No. We all like,
no, man. I'm cheering on to it, man.
Yes, sir.
I thought you were going to be. My bad. Check.
Yeah, we out here. We out here with the whole B-more.
Yeah. I'm going to take y'all through the city.
Yeah,
we outside. No,
we outside.
I'm tired.
You got to. Yeah, you got to take them.
We outside, man.
We in Baltimore.
Black Soprano Family Records in the building.
Duke all weekend, right?
All weekend.
All weekend, man.
Trust Nobody Music Group.
Go around the avenue. Go around and get something to eat.
I'm here.
Hey, Crow, where should we take our guests out of town at? Get something to eat.
You got to take them to one of the, chicken boxes.
You better not say Stokoe's, please.
Stokoe's. No, you got to take a leave of Sonny's or
Definitely Sonny's. That's our number one choice. Sonny's. Yeah. Shout out to Sonny's.
Shout out to Sonny's.
Yeah, get some. I'll take your chicken box. French fries.
Yeah, I'm going to pull up.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So, matter of fact, speaking of that, what are you going to eat chicken box?
Ketchup, hot sauce.
Okay, all over everything?
Not on the fries. No on hot sauce on the fries, but on the fries, ketchup, salt and pepper.
So I love ketchup. Mm-hmm. That's actually what I do get.
I need barbecue sauce for the chicken.
Time out.
That's going to be a special request.
What?
I need barbecue sauce for the chicken.
Barbecue sauce on the chicken?
Yeah.
That's fried. A buffalo thing?
I mean, that's a Street Soprano thing, but yeah, it's a Buffalo thing. Yeah, definitely.
That's different.
Yeah, right? I grew up with the barbecue.
Yeah, barbecue hot is what I've been doing upstate. I mean, up top right now.
That's like a flavor chicken.
Yeah, it's a flavor.
Oh, we're talking about like on top of the chicken. We're talking about like ketchup on it. You talking about the flavor?
Yeah, I'm talking about the flavor.
That's a little more realistic. Yeah, because at first I didn't know where you were going. You know what I'm saying? So, Crow, anything good with you, Crow? What's going on with you?
Yeah, man, everything good, man. We getting things together, man, for this busy weekend. Mm. I mean, TIAA, this today and tomorrow is championship day, man. So we getting a lot of things going, a lot of things rolling. Fan Fest is going on, you know what I'm saying? So we just getting ready, man.
All right. Appreciate you, man. But let you be careful. I know you got a lot going on, champ. So we tap in.
All righty, man. Appreciate y'all, man.
All righty. What up? Talk heavy.
What up?
Hey, that's what I say, Lamar. Yeah, I'm going to say your real name because you don't like that. See what I'm saying? Yeah, that's my...
You hear me.
Buffalo, they do that a lot in Baltimore, yo. They all take the slogan.
All right.
Yeah, man, because Lamar, can you say something different? I'm going to keep calling Lamar. L.A., I'm sorry, L.A.
Yeah, you keep putting a brother government name on that.
You hear me.
I hate to have one because I'll be caught.
Right. He want me... I was DJing the Ravens. He's like, yo, don't call me that. Like, yo, we outside.
Right.
So L.A.
L.A. Sure. And if they don't know, now they know.
Right, you're a whole act out here. But anyway, what up, champ? How you feeling? What you got going on?
Bro, listen, we just getting ready for, like you said, the CIAA going on. And then also, the draft party that's coming up for these Ravens is coming up soon.
Yeah.
It's so much going through the city, man. I'm just loving the positivity and you know, mm-hmm. just the uplifting that's just coming for the city of Baltimore. Like it's some huge things that's coming for the city. So
A lot more than the Bills. You know what I'm saying? Are you a Bills fan?
You know what I mean?
Are you a Bills fan?
Yeah, I mean I'm all Buffalo. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't know.
Buffalo. Hey, you know what I mean?
Baltimore and Buffalo ain't that different. You know, we ain't too far different for me.
We're a lot different.
We come on, man. Let's leave.
I like y'all uniform color.
Let's leave the Bills out of it.
What you say, LA?
Crazy. Buffalo had a shaky year. They really summed it up towards the end of the season.
Yeah.
Y'all come to them, and hopefully they get together.
I ain't gonna lie, I be forgetting it, team.
Yeah, man, I ain't gonna lie, man. You know, the city done cried so many times. You know, it's grown men and grown women crying, you know.
That's good. I mean, y'all team. Y'all still shedding tears.
Buffalo, New York, man.
Yeah. You got people in Baltimore, they not even Ravens fans.
I hate that he's a Steelers fan, all type of stuff.
He
didn't
want to deal with that because it seemed like when they went into the playoffs, I'm like, dang! Like, where all these people come from? Like, when we losing, it's empty. You know what I'm saying? You've been there.
And again, I know I thanked you already. I appreciate the opportunity. Signing with you guys as official tailgate DJ for the Ravens. Yeah, so every game, we down there to tailgate stuff like that. You know what I mean? So I appreciate the opportunity, bro.
For sure.
But don't touch my DJ stuff anymore.
You know that one time.
Don't ever touch my DJ equipment again, LA. Okay?
You hear me?
I was just saying, even though that one time, you know, you did, you know, your hands was cold.
Right, the same song, like 10 minutes. it was like 4 degrees outside.
Yeah, it get cold.
Shout out to Instagram out real quick, LA.
Oh, definitely. Businesses _ 1987. And definitely good vibes to be here, be back at with Talk Heavy, you know, at the end of this month. So
And we talking heavy. Appreciate you, bro.
Oh, definitely.
All righty. What up, Talk Heavy?
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
Mrs. Duke.
Uh-oh. You invited me like, yeah. I knew it was. She can't see the name. I know. Okay. I owe you that. All right, so now you're doing right here. All right, so what up? How you feeling, honey?
I'm doing all right. I was just calling to shout my business out.
Yeah, shout it out.
So I just wanted to shout out my business, my makeup business, and beauty. That is me. You can reach me on IG with Angela Marie Beauty at ANJ.
Yeah.
ANRIE Beauty, BEAUTY. I also have my own notary business. So if you need any notaries, holler at your girl.
I appreciate that.
Luke, that's all right.
You, did you shout your Instagram out for your business?
See, you don't listen to me at all.
No, I'm definitely. I just want to make sure people hear it again. Shout out one more time.
Angela Marie Beauty on IG.
I appreciate that.
ANJ instead of ANG.
ANJ, gotcha. Appreciate the call. Be safe, man.
All right.
Talk heavy. All right. Talk heavy. Who's this?
Hi, fellas. It's Tyra.
Hey, it's about that time for Better Path with Tyra. How you feeling? This is your first show.
Let's get one up for that.
The floor is yours. Take your time. Let's be great. Let's talk heavy.
Okay. Well, I was going to start with a different topic, but given CIAA this weekend, I've been listening to everything you're saying, so I'm sure there'll be a lot of engaging and, you know, drinking and other things. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about Better Path and what we can offer to the community, and also just put that caveat out there. Just be safe. If it's the temptation and you know you can't handle it, just step back. Hopefully you can handle yourself this weekend. I wanted to just talk a little bit about triggers for those struggling with substance abuse. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we discussed when we were on your show a couple weeks ago was that we like to address the whole person. So we have a more holistic approach to healing them, getting them better, not just off of the substance, but just kind of tackling what brings them to want to do the actual substances. So some of the things that may hit people is bad relationships. A lot of stuff happens when we're young. Something happened as a child and you just never dealt with it, because in most of our communities, it's taboo to go to a therapist, talk about your problems, and you just kind of get swept under the rug.
Right.
So we want to address those triggers so that, because it's usually associated with the mental health, and then it leads you to want to take a substance to kind of cope with it, to escape, to run away. So I want to just, you know, make people mindful of what it is. We tackle that. We want to get you better overall as a whole. So I know it's a lot about CIAA this weekend, so I'm not going to take up a lot of you guys' time, but I just want to let you know where we are. If there's someone you know in need of help, we are here to assist. We also offer supportive housing. So if they are in a homeless community and they are struggling with substance abuse, we can provide a bed for them. The typical program can be up to 18 months. Some people go further, depending on if they fall back and relapse. But for the most part, we would like to have them graduated from our program, out on their own, living independently, and restoring themselves as a whole person within 18 months.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how can people sign up?
They can give us a call. That's one option. 410-788-3800. They can also reach us on our website, betterpathcoc.com, and also on IG, betterpathcoc.
Okay. Okay, appreciate it.
All right.
And real quick, how long have you been in the business?
So the business itself has been around since 2019, but I took it over in 2022. As you guys know, my late husband, he started it, but he passed away in 2022. So I've been running it since 2022.
And I don't think I asked you when you was up here. What is the biggest, what's like your enjoyment? Do you enjoy like just seeing people change?
Mm.
You know, is that like
absolutely. I'm a big dreamer, so I'm all for like seeing people evolve, and then they start watching them dream again, because I feel like in this state they're just here, they're just existing, but to see someone have a purpose and want more out of their life, I'm all for it. So that definitely gives me joy. And just watching them transition, because a lot of times it's not easy. So to see them evolve, it works. It definitely makes my day.
Yep. Shout out to Instagram out one more time and the phone number. One more time.
Okay. Better Path, COC, and the number is 410-788-3800. We're located right in Windsor Mill.
Okay. Appreciate that. You be safe. All right. Have a great weekend.
All right. You too, guys. Thank you.
All right.
Salute, Queen.
All right, so I like the Queen part. I like, he can't reach the Baltimore. Try, you know what I mean? Only have a couple of days.
You hit me.
Shoot your shot. It's only around the corner. Right, that's what I'm saying. Okay, champ. You like the voice.
We got it.
Okay. So, do I have any athletes? Anybody,
in Buffalo, me?
Yeah, you play basketball, football, baseball, anybody.
I mean, I believe I can play anything I really put my mind to, but I used to play baseball when I was young.
Yeah.
Football wasn't for me, but yeah, definitely baseball athlete.
Baseball, I got okay.
Baseball.
No basketball.
I play basketball, you know what I'm saying? I'm just going to know what I'm going to play when I'm best at, you know, so we're going to play D. But definitely baseball.
Okay. How about you, Chad?
Yeah, I started with soccer when I was young.
Okay.
We're going for the money sports.
Yeah, you know, but I like football really nowadays. I'm going to be 100 with you. I'm starting out against the basketball. Okay. Like keeping up with it, you know.
But can you hoop? Can you actually hoop?
Nah, I'm trash.
Okay. I thought that. I just wanted to say that.
That ass. I'm going to pass you the ball.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to pass you the ball, nice.
I got you.
My fault.
Yeah,
my
turn.
Yeah. I play basketball. You know what I mean? I've been playing ball since I'm basically elementary school. So I like ball, basketball.
Okay, well, you any good? I can fact check you.
Yeah.
Buffalo. I got some friends in Buffalo.
Yeah.
I can call them there.
Yeah.
I could check.
Yeah, they gonna know I get busy.
Okay. So we play like rec ball, anything like that?
Not really rec ball, just street ball.
Okay.
Street ball and jail ball.
I hear that.
Now that I know how to do. I'm saying, yeah, definitely street ball.
We're going to jump into the single that you sent, Streets. Tell me about the single that you pushed.
Man, this right here, man, this is Wala, man, you know, and that's everything of what it is. Shout out to my producer, man, Eminent Productions. You know, this is featuring T-Top, you know what I mean? Wala.
Okay. So, what was the mindset when you came with this rap?
You know, it's to be most real and most genuine as possible, you know what I'm saying, from Buffalo to Raleigh.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Speak the heart.
So you're from Raleigh, North Carolina?
Yeah, North Carolina. Man, shout out Raleigh, yeah.
Okay. Yep. And then about it, like, Buffalo, I don't sound no different. I can understand. Mm-hmm. And some people, like, can't understand me, and it gets on my nerves. Like, what you say? Right. I'm like, yo, what? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. One of them things. So introduce this record one more time.
You know, man, this right here is Street Soprano, man, Wala featuring T-Top, man, produced by Eminent Productions.
So, like, why don't you trust nobody? Soprano.
Yeah, bro, flowing.
These guys are just like Sopranos.
I ain't know who the f*** it is. Cause it's Mr. Will I Write.
Nice.
I just step Buffalo to Raleigh. Yeah. This that. Yeah. You know where to find me. We never hide it.
Let's get it.
Yeah. Look, you should know I haven't slept in days. My dealings was a stage.
Yeah.
It's TMB and TTOP, all first class seats.
Nice.
And that's on my resume. My would have gave it on her arm.
Look,
but I just read them out in Raleigh, Heckler and Wessel G's on the side of my first case was so the trenches never.
Okay. Yeah. I like that. That's definitely a vibe, yo. Definitely if I got see-through glass, bring back. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You look back on it.
Well, it's dark behind the light over there. Wow.
Oh. I was in Law and Order. Like, what's going on, yo?
Yeah.
Yo, yeah. I really like that, though. I like that. It's like your own lane.
Definitely.
It's great, because I've been on tour with, one of the biggest tours out there with L.A. Love the Boss, with, Money Bands and all the big names and stuff like that. And it's great. But then I went on tour with Dave East, and it was nothing but, not to say no names to be smart, but it wasn't no names.
Right.
But the crowd was there every night.
Mm-hmm.
Understand the lyrics, and that's the kind of vibe you get me.
Right.
You're like your own lane.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, I'm just bright lights all the time, but it's literally like you got your own core following. Meaning, for instance, at your show, your fans are buying your t-shirts,
mm-hmm.
you're buying your socks,
mm-hmm.
your headband, now you cool Wayne.
Yep.
And a lot of these other artists, they might be bigger, but they can't sell merch because they're not connecting with the fans.
Yeah,
so how major was that for you to connect with your fans?
No, that's everything in this, man. We got to understand it ain't all about the music. It's, you know, gravitate to the people, to the person, you know, so it's, that's everything, you know, to connect with the fans. I do it one by one, you know what I mean? So what you said, you hit it dead on, you know, so yeah.
Yeah, it's up on connect. Let's jump on the phone lines real quick. What up, Talk Heavy?
Hey, what's up, DJ Duke?
Hey, who's calling?
This is Bianca Playhouse Talk Show.
Oh my goodness, you came out the Woodward Streets looked up when she said Playhouse.
Did
describe now Bianca was family friendly show, but can you describe what the Playhouse mean? Cause they wanna know.
You mean me?
You know, the Playhouse is one of those places that exist to help us exist, okay? You can't procreate without, you know, stepping inside the Playhouse.
You rehearsed that. I like that.
That sounds convincing.
You said that very well. But real quick, how you been? It's been a while. CIAA this weekend. Y'all coming down this weekend?
So, ironically, I planned my comeback on this weekend.
Wow.
Bianca's been out of the building for a long time, but I am launching my new studio this weekend. So, I'm going to try to do a little bit of both. But, yes, the Playhouse is coming back. So, you guys got to make sure you tuning in.
All right, shout out to Instagram out real quick.
My Instagram is Bianca, B-E-Y-O-N-K-A, _ Playhouse. And you can also see me on YouTube and check me out for Fatal Attraction Fridays. That's something new I'm in.
Yeah.
Boy, just, we got to, we got to put more talk about this more. I appreciate you. Be safe, love.
All right, y'all have fun.
All right, y'all. It's about that time. Dating 101, the Be More Edition.
Yeah.
What up, what up? Talk heavy.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, hey.
Hey, y'all. What up? This, this Cosmo from Dating 101, the Be More Edition.
I think I followed
him. We together, y'all.
Okay, okay, okay.
All right, what we talking about, y'all?
All right, y'all. So, you know, we on all platforms, so please show your support by subscribing on YouTube, Dating 101 Be More Edition. Today's topic, y'all, get ready for this one because we need y'all input. Mm-hmm. We talking about age gaps. Age gaps while dating. Mm-hmm. So I know a lot of people like to give their opinion about this, but I want to get people perspective who actually dealt with that 5 year, 10 year age gap. You know, people got different scenarios with dating and different experiences. So I don't necessarily like want to harp on the age gap per se, but you know, I just want to get people opinions who actually dealt with that. And a story I do recall is, if y'all don't recall, Drea, you know Drea from Basketball Wives,
right?
She's 20-year-old, got pregnant. She like 40 or something.
Yeah.
But guess what? Al Pacino, 80 years old, just had a baby. Like a 30-year-old. So
it's different with men.
Everybody bashed her, but nobody really said too much about him.
I'm not even there, and I can see Duke's face right now.
But we wanted to
talk about that. 80, that's close to hell. That's close to 100.
80 is close.
That's old.
80 just had a 3 week out of the
baby. Hey, that's impressive.
That's impressive. Is that,
yeah,
that's surprising.
Yeah, yeah. Nigga want to chill.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Hey, Abby, he out here 80. Oh, he out.
Yeah. Nigga trying to chill and be tied down.
What's the oldest you'll go?
Well, I don't know. Hopefully 100.
Oh, wow.
Hopefully 100.
Having babies?
No more. No more.
Say, no more?
No more kids. Say it again. What'd you say?
No. I said, so we just want to give people perspective who actually dealt with it, the age gap thing, whether you 40 dealing with a 25-year-old or vice versa, man, woman. We want to get the story. So you just go to Dating 101, Be More Edition on IG, leave a comment. On Saturdays, we're going to go live, and we're going to, you know, talk about those comments. So, Cosmo, what you think?
I mean, you said it all. Make sure y'all go to YouTube, subscribe. Make sure you go to Instagram, Dating 101, Be More Edition. Act like you know. Please don't be scared of the dating. Fine. It's all love.
Okay. Yeah, we got a lot going on, y'all. And I also would like to shout out one of our sponsors. We got GNS Operating Solutions. He's based out of Baltimore. He do HVAC and hot water heaters, things like that. His name is Mr. Curtis, a black-owned business.
Okay.
You can reach out and call him, 410-440-4207. Lastly, I know y'all got to go. We got a lot going on this week, CIAA. I also wanted to shout out my artist, Oski.
He did a great job,
DJ D-Lock can attest to that. Can you not? Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, he definitely. You hear him? I say he did a great job. Hopefully, he can come through tonight. Hopefully, he can come through tonight to the.
Not hopefully. He coming through tonight.
Yeah, okay. We in there.
Are we doing? Yeah. We definitely try.
So we just said, so yeah, he's ready for bookings. Anything that you guys need, just email me, dateone101bemoreedition @gmail.com. I'm his manager, Africa. And we look forward to talking to you guys. We here every Friday, talk heavy.
We talking heavy. Appreciate y'all. Y'all be safe. See y'all tonight.
Thanks for the love, baby.
See you tonight.
All right. What up? New York City, what's good?
Yo, you already know what it is. Grind hard in the building.
Yeah, Brooklyn, New York. Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brooklyn and Queens connected, so I'm going to let you slide with that one.
Yo, yeah, you not saying that. Yo, what is it about New York? Why,
You had me. I'm like, yo, we in Brooklyn on March 9th.
Nah, but something I got world to drama.
Biggie anniversary.
Yeah, March 9th. And it's crazy, before you get started, we only really got a minute. But, yo, I'm telling you, I know I work hard. And I get a lot of compliments. I work every day. Mm-hmm. But this brother right here. I gotta give him his credit. Like we neck and neck.
Fire.
This dude works. And he's an artist. I'm a DJ. Mm. So I get a lot of opportunities for music, paid stuff like that.
Right.
But for you artists, it's a lot harder.
Right.
So I gotta commend you, give you your flowers while you're here. Like, yo, you work really, really hard, man. So I salute you for that.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody doing their thing out there. Shout out to everybody that's in Baltimore. CIAA this week. I know y'all crazy busy doing a bunch of stuff. You and Lil Crow. Salute to y'all as well.
Man, I appreciate that. Shout out to Instagram out real quick, Drama.
You already know it's World of Rama or at Grind Hard TV Podcast. We everywhere.
I appreciate you. Talk heavy.
Salute.
Alrighty. So just real quick, tonight's gonna be crazy. I'm at Empire Social Lounge. Gonna be crazy. I got a lot of artists from all over the country just tapping in with me tonight. So make sure y'all pull up to get in. Tomorrow Fan Fest down at CIAA. Shout out to Talk A Radio, one of official media partners at CIAA. I gave over 300 tickets away to friends and family and people in my community. So I'm happy to do that.
Right.
Thank everybody came shake and bake for the tickets. We got that. And then March 24th, I'm back in Tampa for Team USA, official trial for Team USA, getting that stuff together to go back to Ghana. But before we go to Tampa, I'm in Jamaica with Logan A. James.
Everywhere.
March 14th to the 20th. That's going to be crazy in Jamaica. Right. Mm-hmm. So just lining things up back in Ghana in April. For some stuff, and then in London in August. So we just staying busy.
Definitely.
Travis, shout out to Lil Crow, WNBA coming up, the Oreo season coming up. So many things that we got in motion and things like that. So one thing I do like to ask artists, and I'm going to ask you as a designer. I work for the Oreos, right? So they come and say, hey, DJ Duke, you know, we're looking for somebody to make a theme song.
Right.
But you're from Buffalo, of course, so you got a whole different team. Right, I don't know your team of that. But do you have any music that fits like sport and engagement, sport team, other than just strictly hip hop?
Yeah, I got female music.
Okay.
I mean, I know how to sing.
Okay.
So I'm real music talented.
Okay, you know? So you're universal. How about you? Same question.
Yeah, I'll say the same thing. Just depends on the vibe and, you know, how comfortable you are with yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense. I tell artists, you gotta make music that I can play everywhere. Now, this is I never asked somebody this question. Now, you being a designer, now knowing I'm down to Oreo or say for a player, like, what would you design something different for, like the picture?
Well, I already designed it. It's called the Baltimore Cool Green Snapback, and it's on the website right now.
Yeah. How amazing would that be if the Baltimore Oreo decided to make a cool green night? Like, it can happen. And I'm going to say this too. Four years ago, I said this room with Kwame Katana. He's from Philly, York. He's from York, PA. He's an artist like y'all, right? Mm-hmm. He was a rapper. And then 4 years later, he was a designer. He designed the jerseys for the MLB. All these summer circuit teams. So he decided to call me up. So right now, he makes all the jerseys. So you just never know what's going to happen. You know what I mean? That's why I tap in with everybody. But real quick, any shout out before we get out of here? Any shout out?
Everybody go check out Blame It On Westo out right now. You know, one shout out
Blame
my team.
It On Westo.
But Blame It On Westo, you know, you're having a bad day, you could do that. Follow me on Instagram, Real Westo G, GEEs, man. Social Body Music Group.
A lot of G's in there.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I got to shout out, you know what I mean? Of course, the label, man. You know, Trust Nobody Music Group, Black Soprano Family Records. You know, you know, shout out CT Connects, you know, making it happen, man. Vicky, man. We moving, we working, man. Buffalo, New York.
DJ Fluent, what up, baby? How about you, Cool Green?
Well, I want to shout out what we got going on the 3rd. What's that? On a Sunday, right?
Yeah, Sunday.
Yeah, I want, I'm getting honored.
That's Westo G birthday, by the way.
Come on through, man. Y'all going to be here. Y'all going to be in the city. 407 North Charles Street.
Yeah.
At Crazy Sweets Cafe.
Crazy Sweets. We know it's a brunch. And we really celebrating all our leads, but especially the trio that come from Baltimore City, Pooh Bear, Omar, and Arthur Lewis. They won the championship down there. Bowie went to the NCAA tournament. So we just recognizing them. That's one thing I do. I create my own lanes here. You know, I'm not really big on, you know what I mean, trying to follow somebody else. Because they control you. Mm-hmm. It's a political city. Yep. So all these events are my events, and these all are CIAA sanctioned events, but with like the proper paperwork and things like that. That's very major. So for us here in Baltimore, it's bigger than just the parties and events. It has to be legit. We have to get out to the games. Tonight, tomorrow, get out to the games. We got 1 year left. We want to bring CIAA back to Baltimore. In order to do that, we got to support the games. We got to support HBCUs. Exactly. All right? So it's your boy DJ Duke. We talking heavy. Hey, fast.
Talk in the day. Soul at night on the new 1010 WOLB.